Coming up on KUCB News, businesses in Unalaska can now apply for CARES Act funding, and an Alaska community commemorates Juneteenth. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Businesses and nonprofits in Unalaska can now apply for aid from the city's portion of CARES Act funding. The city of Unalaska is slated to receive over $13 million in funds from the Federal CARES Act, which is aimed at assisting local communities, businesses, and nonprofit organizations that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The city is trying to develop a plan as to how to best utilize those funds, which will come in three installments.
And we were looking at a breakdown from a percentage standpoint of 25% for grants, 30% as to address the costs related to our response, and then 45% as our goal for future prevention.
That was Interim Finance Director Jim Sharp speaking at a special city council meeting about CARES Act funding this week. He says the city is looking at how to best distribute the first installment of the funding, which is approximately $5.4 million. The other two installments of about $3.9 million each will be made available later in the year. While the city has yet to finalize the breakdown of where funding will go, it opened an online portal yesterday to accept pre-applications from businesses and nonprofits. Eligible businesses must have a City of Unalaska business license issued before March 12th of this year, which is when the city opened its Emergency Operations Center in response to the virus. And not-for-profit organizations must demonstrate they existed prior to that date as well. The city said in a press release that this is a pre-application that is being generated by the city council's desire to rapidly assist businesses struggling from COVID-related issues, including compliance with state and local health mandates. It does not guarantee funding. The pre-application period closes on Monday, June 22nd at noon. Councilors will receive staff recommendations for the funds at its meeting next week. For more information, you can contact the city's planning department at 581-3100. Again, that's 581-3100. Or you can visit our community calendar at kucb.org. Meanwhile, Alaska's tally of confirmed cases rose by 12 yesterday, bringing the statewide total to 708. There have been 56 hospitalizations since the pandemic hit Alaska in March and 12 deaths. As of yesterday, there have been 8 positive cases of the virus in Unalaska. 483 people have been tested at Alulik Family and Health Services. Tomorrow marks the 155th anniversary of the day known as Juneteenth. The holiday commemorates the end of the Civil War and the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It marks the 1865 arrival of Major General Gordon Granger into Galveston, Texas, where he announced to enslaved African Americans that the war had ended and they were free. While the Emancipation Proclamation had been issued more than 2 years earlier, many slave owners withheld the information from their slaves and refused to recognize their freedom. So June 19, 1865 marked the first time that many African Americans in Texas had heard of their freedom. While the day is not currently recognized as a national holiday, many major companies across the nation are honoring it and giving their employees the day off. 45 states, including Alaska, observe the holiday. The day has gained renewed interest recently, especially after protests fueled by the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and many other Black Americans swept across the nation. Widespread celebrations in the form of parades, beauty pageants, and cookouts are taking place throughout the month of June. And in the small island town of Wrangell in southeast Alaska, a local vigil last month for George Floyd has led to conversations about allyship and a commemorative Juneteenth celebration. KSTK's June Leffler reports.
After a local vigil for George Floyd on May 31st, organizers were unsure where to take it from there. Currently living in an isolated town where many of the organizers aren't originally from made them feel distant to the widespread outcry they saw across the nation.
It's easy to say in a small town, well, it's not something we have to deal with here, when we see what's happening in Minnesota and in other cities.
But Kyle Jones says that's not a good enough answer. He is one of the organizers of Walking Your Talk, a series of discussions on how everyone can stand up for racial justice. He says living on an island doesn't exempt these discussions from happening close to home.
You may not be experiencing the oppression or the inequality or have any experience of the group that you want to support, but that's the point of being an ally.
He says the series offers a non-judgmental space to learn what an ally is and how to be better at it. As a gay white man, Jones can be stigmatized for his sexual orientation, but he was also born with plenty of privileges.
It's working within your privilege to be able to offer an opportunity other people might not otherwise have.
The LGBTQ group Community Roots put this together. Jones says the group was considering celebrating Pride Month with a walk, but this talk seemed more appropriate.
We can't really celebrate Pride as we see other people continuing to be oppressed.
Pride Month is known for colorful parades celebrating one's right to be out. But Jones notes that New York City's first Pride March commemorated the Stonewall riots in New York in 1969, when gay and transgender people confronted police harassment. One of the movement's most instrumental figures was Black trans woman Marsha P. Johnson.
Pride did come from marginalized people of color who spoke up for the rights of trans folk and individuals who experienced that oppression.
A walk to commemorate June 19th, or Juneteenth, which marks the end of slavery in the United States, is planned for 7 p.m. Friday at Wrangell's Inner Harbor. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Leffler.
A magnitude 4.2 earthquake occurred under Makushan Volcano on Monday and was felt in Unalaska. The earthquake and a large aftershock prompted the Alaska Volcano Observatory to raise the volcano's alert level to advisory. While scientists are still a long way away from thinking an eruption could happen at Makushan, which is located on northern Unalaska Island, about 16 miles from the community of Unalaska, there is some concern. Here's the AVO's Dave Schneider.
Makushan is an active volcano. There's no getting around that. I mean, there's a summit degassing that goes on there up in the snow and ice pack. There are hot areas that have had sulfur dioxide gas coming out, which is a typical volcanic gas, for quite a long time, and steaming sometimes observed. So we would consider it to be an active volcano. And so although it doesn't erupt that frequently, you know, it is possible that this could lead to an eruption. That's very speculative at this point, and we really need to sort of see what comes to pass.
Schneider says Makushan is well monitored. If volcanic activity ramps up, scientists are in a good position to detect it and are prepared to provide guidance to nearby communities. Following the earthquakes, KUCB's Vic Fisher interviewed Dr. John Power with the AVO about the earthquake and the relationship to possible volcanic activity. KUCB will hold a follow-up call-in show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on 89.7 FM. You can submit questions in advance by emailing them to info@kucb.org. Again, that's info@kucb.org, or call 581-1888 during the show. And stay tuned for an episode of Foggy Island Discs, where we ask Unalaskans what five songs they'd choose if they were stranded on a Bering Sea island. Today, we're hearing from Christy Barakoff. That's up after the Unangan Word of the Week and NPR News. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at KUCB.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.